Do you think that such a service could significantly solve dining issues for white-collar workers, especially those who have to work overtime or odd hours, or otherwise just can't eat at regular times?
Well, this would be a nice thing for those people. You know, a lot of, actually, you don't see them as much in China as you do in the West, but the idea of putting vending machines inside of offices isn't all that new. You've seen them, like I said before, in the West. I think what's probably different about this is they're talking about creating entire sort of areas, and I'm guessing, because JD.com hasn't really confirmed a lot of this, but, you know, these will be sort of significantly better food coming out of vending machines. The stuff we're used to seeing is like maybe soggy sandwiches, maybe a few, you know, potato chips and stuff like that. But I think, you know, with the technology today, they can probably do a bit more with that, and that should be good for office workers.
Well, what kind of advantages and challenges or obstacles even might the service face after it's put into operation?
Well, the first thing will be acceptance, but I think acceptance is probably not difficult if you're offering something good. It's sort of like airline food in the West, or actually airline food anywhere. It was sort of bad, but then in the U.S. at one point they took it away and started charging for it instead. And actually, once you start charging people, you know, asking people to pay money for stuff, the offerings, at least in my view, got significantly better. So I think with these machines, you know, they're going to have to show that this is stuff worth paying for and maybe better or just as good stuff or almost as good stuff as you can get by going outside your building, because obviously if you're in an office building and there's not really very much coming from these things, it's usually quite easy to go outside and get better food. So they're going to have to make some pretty compelling stuff to get people to open up their wallets and buy this stuff.
Well, looking at the bigger picture, what kind of lessons can be or need to be learned through ventures such as this automated food service as China's e-commerce giants increase their presence in offline retailing in general?
Well, I think the thing that's going to be interesting from this is just one of a number of offline concepts that companies, Alibaba is experimenting with this stuff as well. They're going into more, their unmanned convenience stores. And I think a lot of the traditional retailers are going to be watching this stuff real closely because they're the ones who are going to be impacted by it. You know, the restaurants that used to see people buy their lunches might suffer some decline in business. The convenience stores, likewise, 7-Elevens and Family Marts and those sorts of things might see some business fall. Again, it all lies in sort of execution and also how much can they really reduce their cost or how much they can offer stuff at a lower price, you know, because a lot of this stuff is going to be automated. In fact, I think Alibaba is talking about making it, you know, completely automated. I think these vending machines will probably be completely automated too. So if they do well, that'll probably start putting pressure on a lot of these traditional, you know, mom and pop convenience stores and sandwich places and so forth. So they're the competition basically to take similar steps to reduce their costs and hopefully offer equally good stuff at lower prices.